Well, I want to thank the people for coming and dropping in. You guys have any comments or suggestions or questions?
I just wanted to, I don't know if friends already brought this up, but about the coal mine going in north of here, and it's 10 miles west of the tip of Bryce Canyon, and there is an organization working very hard.
Is that the Alton mine?
Yeah, the coal mine, yeah, because for us it's gonna mean blasting noises. It's going to mean light pollution, so our beautiful starry sky. And it also is going to have an impact on wildlife. The blasting is going to have an impact on wildlife as well. As to whether they're going to think that this is a nice place to live.
Is that on BLM or on private land?
BLM.
The biggest deposits of coal in the United States are right in this area. That's why they locked up Escalante.
Staircase.
Escalante.
Billion tons of coal.
Grants. Yeah, right in there.
Yeah.
Well, and I looked at a
main drainage core canal comes right through there. So there's
actually,
a lot of worry about water contamination.
You know, the thing is that gets started, there's a lot of coal right on the ranch here that we have no mineral rights for, so those could be sold to whoever.
Not only that, we have Dunham Wash is one of the biggest interests they have, and Dunham Wash borders the ranch right there. I looked at the maps of all of the already leased coal mineral rights by major coal extracting companies, and they just surround us.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. But if they open up, what happens, like it did in Sufco Mine and Salina Canyon more than 60 years ago, my buddy owned that in the beginning, they open a door. If they're able to get that, open their lease, because it's very tricky to open a coal lease, but if they open the Alton coal lease, well, then they've established the precedence. And if they start going after all the coal that's around Deer Springs Ranch, you're just going to be living on top of it'll look like a gravel.
And it's an amphitheater too.
They're going to be.
Oh yeah,
because anyway,
they're going to reconstruct it after they're done. How do you reconstruct an amphitheater?
And when do they get done? You know what? They're going to reconstruct Bingham Mine when they get done.
Yeah.
How old is Bingham?
They're never done. They're not done yet.
Two and a half Empire State Buildings go into it, and guess what? That's not going to be a pit mine. I mean, that's not going to be a tunnel mine. You know, that's an open pit mine. They're proposing them.
They're
just going to take it down and just.
So anyone who has any interest whatsoever, you go to AltonCoalMine.com, and that's the organization. They've already had a lawyer in from Tennessee who specializes in this.
They'll never whip them.
And,
the country's greedy. They want the fuel, and IPP can turn that into lights for Los Angeles.
Still, and they're trying to get the TRO together and that sort of thing.
Where's our elf people and their spray painting names?
Well, it's ridiculous. You know, people are concerned about, you got the group that's concerned about the prairie dogs, but we can't keep a open pit mine. I mean, let's go with reasonable, logical things that make sense, you know?
Of eminent domain. Eventually they will say Los Angeles needs power and there's only 50 farmers in Alton. Sorry, guys, here's what we think your land's worth. Pack up and move. They've done it all over this country.
And then we'll be next.
Oh, yeah, you're just a homeowner. Your cabin? I don't care about your cabin. We have people who need power in Los Angeles.
They need wood. Get some of the old neat
pictures. Are we wrapped up for today?
I believe so. Next meeting at the ranch.
May 19th.
9 a.m.
Yeah, I won't be there.
Work session.
That's only two of us, Scott. I won't even be able to conference.
There is one thing from today's meeting is that we talked about earlier when Ole wasn't here, his independent contractor's agreement.
Yeah.
And we got this done. Which I gave him a copy, so.
This is my contract with the rent?
Yes.
I believe so.
Get it back to us.
I will review it and have it for next board meeting.
Okay.
That'd be good.
We haven't gotten off the subject. What about those tags?
We can do it. Send an email to the price, but like I said, they want them like in hundreds.
See what the minimum they'll do is
and
with the price.
And I can send in an email, everybody.
200?
I can send out an email tonight.
Well, we've got roughly 200.
And there's all kinds of different types. Like I said, there's the sticky types, there's the hang tags, there's the non-sticky plastic ones like you get at Jiffy Lube, and I want to have some kind of, you know, DSR logo.
It would be terrific if at the annual meeting if you can handy.
We have like a logo on a JPEG or something, and I can do it. I can put the order in. You just tell me what type and how many, and I can do it.
Well,
or I can send you all an email and show you the site, and then you can look at it and tell me, and then I can organize it if you give me the funds. Whatever you want to do.
Just make it a bright color, really obnoxious.
And then I'll need a, you know, some obnoxious looking color.
You just need a fistful of them, you know, at the ranch headquarters.
Well, if we have
for a logo,
give them a logo. Stick-on decal that are mailed out to all the members and say, hey, put this in your window. And then
well, what
have,
I'm thinking
maybe
is like
you
have
tag.
This Foxtrotters Association. They're only going to be there for 3 days, and they aren't going to be back till the next year. I can say, if you can be on the ranch, hang this on your truck. Here.
That's right. Yeah.
And then
well,
they can get them all back.
Maybe it'd be better to have the Riverview River hangers, because that way they could be transferred back.
Well, I think we need two different types.
Two different types.
Yeah.
Some for members and guests.
Yes.
That's 200 of each or 100 of each.
And literally, they're like $1.50 a piece. So it's not a lot of money.
For the owners,
you can order them, find out what they cost, and I'll make them pay for them when they get them. Hey, here it is. Fuck my ass. They got to get the passes back when they leave.
Yeah, so they'll walk away.
Yeah,
you can have a sign-out sheet for ones we loan to people, but I think it's good to have
membership have some permanent ones and maybe a hang tag or two for guests they bring up. And it's, you know, maybe it costs them $5 for those.
Well, worth it.
Email that link to us and we'll all look at the website and we'll make a...
I can do that tonight.
Make a size choice, a color choice, a quantity choice, and we'll go ahead and get the close order.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing else. I would make a motion that we adjourn our lovely meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
John's buying lunch. Down.
Where are we going?
Okay, hey, we still got guys on the telephone?
Yeah, I'm hanging in here.
Thanks for joining us, and... we'll move forward with the decisions we've made, and if you can shoot out the email